Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Indeed. And diving right in, speaking of interesting, James, I got to tell you, I live here in Northern Nevada. And as you know, I'm at the foothills of the Sierra Mountains. I'm at about 4,500 feet elevation versus
smoking.
Yes. Lake Tahoe is about 2,500 feet above me, just to the west, to the southwest of me. And it is smoky. It has been smoky for actually weeks.
You haven't really got
the Dixie Fire.
Yeah,
the Dixie Fire has been going on. It's north of us, blowing smoke down. Then we had the Tamarack Fire, and now we've got the Caldor. And Caldor is now in the Tahoe Basin. It is in South Lake Tahoe. The entire city was under evacuation. Yesterday, I was up in Reno driving home to Minden, and the traffic was crazy.
Was that coming the opposite direction or?
Yeah. So most people that are coming down from Lake Tahoe are heading up towards the Reno area.
Right.
And so I left my work in Carson City to head up to Reno and was stuck in this traffic. I mean, we were moving fast. Don't get me wrong. It's not like the Bay Area, but it was gross. For up here, it was a lot of traffic. Right. And, you know, finally got up to Reno, you know, we got our new house. So I unloaded some stuff, got in the car and started driving back down. And just looking at the mountains, you could see just these huge plumes of smoke. It almost looks like a volcano is erupting. If you can envision what you think that looks like, that's kind of what you're seeing is just these huge plumes of smoke coming up from the mountains.
Like when we saw saw pictures of the volcano erupting in Hawaii years ago?
Yeah, I mean, they seem to erupt in Hawaii every year, but
yeah,
conceptually, it's kind of like that, except on a much, much larger scale. The Caldor Fire is up to almost 200,000 square feet as of this morning. It's gross, and people's lives are being ruined. 30,000 people coming down the mountain, and there will be more. I don't see anything stopping this fire except for rain and or snow, which neither are in the forecast.
Yeah, because like the snow's still got at least another
couple months.
Two months, yeah, at least. And
so on one of the fire incident websites, they have a regular posting where they say, okay, we expect to have the fire put out by this date. And as of yesterday, it had said the end of September was the soonest that they thought realistically they could have this thing put out. As of today, it has updated to mid-October.
Because the terrain is it's super palacious. Hard to get to.
Yeah. The best way to fight this fire right now is via the air with, planes and helicopters dropping water. But it's hard to fly through all that smoke.
Yeah, because planes, they have to. I mean, that smoke is hard enough. I mean, we've seen what happens in just clouds and stuff like that that can delay flights. So let alone all that smoke, and that can get in the engine and all that kind of stuff. And helicopters too. I mean, like, you know, you got smoke and things like that getting those turbines. They're not made for that kind of, it's not made for that kind of, what do you call it? That kind of debris. It can handle, like, you know, small particles and stuff like that, but all of that, man, that's just, it's hard. I'm sure some of the planes and stuff are a little bit better equipped so that like, you know, because they're used to fight fires, so, you know, I would imagine that they're, you know, they have some extra protection or something, but still, yeah, yeah, you're flying in mountains and trying to drop water.
Have not heard planes and helicopters flying overhead, which during the Tamarack fire, I was hearing them a lot. When there was a fire close to me on what they call Prison Hill, I was hearing them constantly. I mean, I literally had helicopters taking water from the golf course that's where I live, taking it out of the little lakes on the golf course and flying. So I'm not saying that they are not using an air assault, but I'm not hearing anything if they are.
Well, I mean, would you hear them if they were up at the lake and stuff getting water?
I mean, I wouldn't hear them, you know, flying from here, but I would hear them taking off, because right now none of the airports anywhere near Tahoe are open. So the closest airports, there's one here in Minden, there's one in Carson, and then up in Reno. So they would likely be flying.
Isn't there another one closer to the border? I thought there was a couple more airports out that way, like out in the cuts.
There is a very small, I think, two runway airport on North Shore, but I would suspect that one's likely not being utilized. So either way, it's gross out there. Yeah. It is, you know, I'm not too worried for us yet, but they have already started saying people living in the Kingsbury Grade area, which, for anybody who knows Northern Nevada, it basically Kingsbury Grade drops down into Minden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff between there and here. So I'm not terribly worried, but I'm sure the people of South Lake Tahoe 2 weeks ago were saying that the same thing. So
yeah,
definitely got to stay on top of it. Luckily, like I said, we've got our new house in Reno. I've already started moving stuff there. So, you know, worst case scenario for us, you know, we get the essentials and hop in the car and go to the new house. And
right. At least you have, you know, like I said, at least you have another, you have a new home that you are moving into. So,
yeah. So
if something were to happen.
It's interesting times up here. But
yeah, your air quality has been crap, like for months, like at least a few months now, right?
Oh yeah, for probably
almost July, huh?
Yeah, it's been garbage, and it's only been getting worse. I mean, so on the air quality index scale, it goes up to 500. Anything really over 100 is not good.
What today?
Right now, where I'm at is 180. But if you look at the air quality map for like up in Tahoe, it's 400, 500. Yeah. You know, it fluctuates. There have been days here at my house where it's been in the 400s.
Wow.
Yeah. So literally I'm sitting here in my house and the smoke is just coming through the windows, even though they're closed. So we've actually purchased some humidifiers because that really cuts through the smoke. Mm-hmm. We found that actually is working better than air purifiers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I've got 6 humidifiers throughout the house. And so when it gets bad, I just fill them all up with water, get them turned on, and it helps. It's not great, but it helps.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
So James, there's a little joke for you, I see.
Why hasn't Marvel tried to?
I already put saw any... it. I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to encourage this man right now.
Well, no, we got to share the joke with the audience because they may not be watching. They may be listening. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't Marvel tried to put any advertisements on the new Hulk? I mean, he's a giant banner. Get it, Bruce Banner? Do you get it, James?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I get it.
Oh, that might be the first one James didn't laugh out loud at. So sorry, Steven.
I'm trying. Yeah. Anyways. Hey.
So needless to say, Caldor Fire, South Lake Tahoe. Keep these people in your thoughts and your prayers if you pray. Yeah. Because,
like I was telling you before we got on, it's just like, you know, that's your entire life can poof.
Yeah.
Just like that. I mean, I mean, fire can happen anywhere, but especially when it's, you know, not like if it's a fire that breaks out because, you know, you left something on the stove, that's horrible in itself. But when it's just kind of a natural something that happened, you know, in nature and it's coming to you, it's like you have no control over that.
Yeah, and there's no good way to transition, but I'm going to try. So, James, earlier in the last week after our last episode, I posted this image that I'm going to share on the screen. It's of nine sports movies.
Right.
And, you know, I asked our audience to choose only two.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. There's a lot of good films here. I'm gonna list them off, obviously, because we do have a listening audience and not a viewing audience. So,
right.
For those that are listening, the films are Friday Night Lights, Rudy, Coach Carter, Remember the Titans, The Blind Side, Space Jam, Rocky, Glory Road, and Miracle. For me, it's hard
I've only seen like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've only seen five of those movies.
That's pretty sad. I'm also got to call out Steven is praying for the fires. I'm not sure if he is praying that the fires continue to rage or if he's praying that they go away. I'm a little concerned there.
I think I think it's for, you know, the people.
We got Mike checking in, calling out Rudy and Miracle are his two choices. Some of the other call-outs that we had commenting on the actual page, we had a person, our Dam, saying, maybe I'm boring, but I'm going OG, Space Jam and Rocky. Another, Remember the Titans, and then a coin flip between Rocky and Space Jam. And then another calling out Blindside and Remember the Titans. Now, Blindside to me on this list was probably my bottom. I would say that was my ninth. So what for you? So you said you've only seen five of these, so that kind of makes it a little bit easier. You only have to choose from five. Which two would you pick?
I'd probably go with Space Jam and Remember the Titans.
Okay. I'm not surprised about you going with Space Jam. You're a large Looney Tunes fan, and you know, I get it. For me, Remember the Titans, hands down. That needs to that's number one out of these nine for me.
Yeah, Remember the Titans was. I remember watching that film, and I saw that with my dad. He came when I was still in Baltimore at the time, going to school, and he came out for the homecoming, and we went to go see that movie together, and I was blown away because, you know, like you think about, you know, where we grew up. And so, you know, growing up in California, Bay Area, that's something that we've never even known that kind of what integration was like. You know what I'm saying? Like we didn't have to everything was already integrated by the time we were born, even in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? So like, and that was just, you know, 20 years prior, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just crazy to think that, you know, you had a black coach coming in to coach like basically what was a white team. And then you also had black players coming in, and there was a lot of tension there. But by the end, you know, they through basically having to work as a team and things like, and, you know, and the kind of some of the struggles they ended up going through in town and stuff like that, it brought them all together. And that just shows you that that sports are a great unifier.
I'll tell you a really interesting story briefly. As some folks know, we both used to work for FedEx Office. And when I worked for FedEx Office, I was a leader as a manager, and I actually had to go to Texas for a week for management training. Every manager had to go, regardless of your experience or background. It was just something that they expected. Right. So I flew out to Texas, and one of the 5 days that I was in this training was spent specifically watching Remember the Titans and breaking it down from a management level of how the different ways he managed his team throughout that film. I had never actually watched the entire film. I'd seen snippets here and there, you know, on TV and whatnot. So it was my first time watching it the entire way through. And I was blown away. And I think for me as well, as a manager, as a leader, seeing how he used many different management philosophies and styles to handle different situations with the team, it was awesome. And the fact that FedEx Office utilized that tool, I think that was great.
That's some out of the box thinking right there. But they are definitely right, because I mean he used so many different tools to try and get these guys to be on the same page, and it took multiple tools to get those guys on the same page. But like, you know, one of the things I think that is a great unifier too is music. I mean, because you think about there's a whole, you know, kind of montage scene in there where, you know, they're getting introduced to some of these music, some of these songs that they had never heard before, you know, the white guys. And they're like, what is this? And they're like, oh man, this is, you know, someone's, and it's like, man, it's just amazing how just like you can break walls down with like, you know, a 3 to 5 minute song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mike is calling out Brian's song from the 70s. I think, unfortunately, the reason that's not on this list is because that was a made-for-TV movie. Maybe. I don't know. My other film that I would say, if I could only pick two, would have to be, in going back to music, would be Rocky. One of the greatest themes and also one of the greatest songs ever written for a movie, in Eye of the Tiger. Are you enjoying yourself there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least someone's enjoying it. Now, what I did find interesting about this list is if you look at what's here, you've got three football movies. Four football movies, three basketball movies, one hockey, and one boxing.
Yeah.
Absent from this list is baseball.
Oh. Oh yeah. Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams isn't on there.
Right? I was very surprised that Field of Dreams would not be one of these. I think me, easily put that in where Blindside is. Boom.
Once you started saying that, I was like, oh, snap. Angels in the Outfield.
Right, Danny Glover. Right, Emmett Smith. I mean, the Doc, Marty.
Emmett Brown, not Emmett Smith.
Yes, Emmett Brown. Sorry, confusing football with. You know, Al. Also on
you,
this
you
list,
you can call me Al.
I was surprised Coach Carter was on here. I didn't think that was a great film. It's good. But I didn't think it was a great film. Bull Durham. Yeah. Yes, that is a fantastic baseball film.
Yeah.
Major League. The series. Glory Road, another film on this list that I thought was, it was okay.
I haven't seen Glory Road.
Friday Night Lights, it's okay. Rudy, I think, is obviously belongs on this list. I think it's a fantastic film. It's less about the sport and more about the person. Miracle was fantastic. I'm not a huge fan of hockey, but I thought Miracle was fantastic.
What was it, 1980s?
Another great baseball film, Rookie of the Year. You know?
Oh, snap. Funky Butt Lovin'?
Yep.
Did you say Funky Butt Lovin'?
Yeah, so obviously there are some baseball films that could have and probably very well should have been on this list.
We just need to make our own. What's the like? Pick two of your best of your favorite baseball movies,
right? Oh man! So you know, we posted that. Speaking of more sports, we finally got our fantasy football league locked in.
Locked.
We've got our 10 players. So you and me plus 8.
Yeah.
This is not a reality television show. Fat and Black plus 8. So
we have our draft tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, we will live broadcast the draft, I think. We'll go live. Why not? We're already going to be on in front of the computer, so we might as well. And we've got Steven, our top fan. He's a part of it. We've got our Dam Brian involved. We've got some of our other viewers involved as well. So we're definitely looking forward to playing some fantasy football with y'all. I drew the 9 spot. 9.
Yeah, I saw that. Actually, our top fan is somehow he got the 10 spot.
Yes, yes. I will tell you the methodology on how I got. So you can randomly generate the list. And I wanted to make sure it was fair, so I reached out to one of the people in the league and said, give me a number 1 to 10, and I'm going to randomize the list that many times. And so that's how we got where we are. So it was not me choosing the list that I wanted because I had to have been number 1.
Right. So how many times did you randomize it?
7 times.
7. Lucky number 7.
Yep. So a couple other things that I posted over the last week that I just wanted to call out. A couple of new video games coming out. Marvel's Midnight Suns.
That looks crazy good.
Yes. Obviously, James and I were both huge Marvel fans. This is not an MCU related game, clearly, because
these are all out. But you've got Wolverine and stuff in it, so
Wolverine, Blade, so many.
Yeah, what's his name? Ghost Rider. Yeah,
Ghost Rider, the Whip. So there's a lot of characters in the game that we have not even been introduced to in the MCU. So it has nothing to do with the MCU.
I was about to say no, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. they broke away from the MCU. So
yes. Yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to this game, as well as Jurassic World Evolution 2, which is a park building game.
Yeah.
Did you play the first one?
No, I didn't even.
I have it. I played it.
You have it?
I played it. It's a lot of fun. Okay. There's a lot of depth. You know, you get to play on the different islands. You have certain dinosaurs on certain islands. You can do crossbreeding to make unique species. It was a lot of fun. This one looks extremely interesting because now it looks like it's taking place more out in the world, and your objective is to capture dinos that are already out there and basically put them into a pen rather than creating the pen and breeding dinos.
So this might be, is this kind of...
I think it's tying more into the new Jurassic World 3.
Dominion.
Yes. I think it's going to tie more into that. So we shall see. And then the other thing, earlier this week, sadly, we lost a great star in Ed Asner. He passed away at 91 years old. And just before the news of him breaking, the news breaking him passing away, Disney Plus released a new... It appears to be kind of a short series called Doug Days, which is based on the character Doug from Up.
And he was the voice of Carl,
Yes, Ed Asner was the voice of Carl, and it sounds like he's doing the voice of Carl in these shorts. So, you know, I love Doug. I think it's a cute character. The trailer looks super cute. So I look forward to this short series. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, again, very timely with the passing of Ed Asner.
I mean, guy's done a lot of work. A lot of work. 91.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was the stuff that I posted over the last week. Looks like we had a call out from Steven that he's heard there is a Jurassic Park horror game in the works. I've not heard that at all, but I wonder if that's, you know, kind of more in the style of you are in the park trying to get away. That could be a lot of fun.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. So I definitely look forward to looking into that, because like I said, I haven't heard anything about that. No. And so with that, I'm going to kick over the show to you a little bit, because I know there's some things you wanted to go over.
Oh, yeah. No, there are some people who want to boycott Shang-Chi because of the actress who is her stage name is Awkwafina.
Also known as Nora Lum.
Yes. Because I've only known, I just found out her, that was her actual name. I was like,
you thought Awkwafina was a real name?
I was like, okay. I mean, you know, people do interesting things. Parents, you know. But there was this whole thing about saying that she's cultural appropriation of what they call a black scent, which is, this just goes back to what is talking black? What is like, people say I talk white. Like, what is that? Like, how do you talk a quote unquote race? I mean, just because that's it. We kind of talked about this prior. And so I was saying at that point too, is that I believe your region will determine or can help determine your way of speech. And one of the comments from Twitter said, she's from Queens, right? So, and if you've seen films that take place in that area, or have known people who are from Queens, or you know, and actually even Brooklyn is a little bit different than Queens. That's the way they talk. They're very fast. They're very not very fast, but just that kind of the way their speech patterns are different. I don't believe that she's taking any kind of doing anything inappropriate by the way she talks. That's just the way she talks. And I think if it's a huge problem, I would think a director would be like, you know, hey, look, you know,
let's rein this in a little.
Yeah, let's dial it back. Because like, I've had directors say, look, go as far as you want, I'll reel you back in. And that's
me. That's my style of directing. I like to let my actors go, and then I'll pull you in if I need to.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is, it's one of those things where I'm just like, if you're a fan of the films, just go see the film, enjoy it. You know, like, why are you going to deny yourself from seeing something that could very well be somewhat crucial in the whole plot of Phase 4 moving on? You know, why would you not, if, like I said, if you're a fan like we are, you know, like I know some of you are, I'm not going to miss out on something just because I mean, I don't agree with what they were saying, but I'm not going to miss out on one of these films. I've seen everything else. Why am I going to miss one over some nonsense about the way a girl talks?
Yeah. The only thing I'll say on the topic is that, I don't know if you saw, but Disney Plus recently released the one-shot film about the Mandalorian, the Mandarin in prison, Trent, and it. I never had watched it before. I don't know which film it was tied to.
That was so. If anything, it was. It would have been in Iron Man 3, is where we saw the Mandarin,
quote right. unquote. Yes. So I don't know if you have watched it, but I just watched it this morning because I had never.
Which one is this? One shot?
It's the one shot. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically about the Mandarin in prison. It's the only one shot they have up on Disney Plus.
Okay.
And it's interesting because it's from 2014, which sounds like about the time for Iron Man 3. Right. So it's from 2014, and I've never seen it before today. And at the end of the film, or at the end of the short, the one shot, they basically say, hey, the
Mandarin will return, and
the Mandarin wants to speak to you, and he's speaking to Sir Ben Kingsley, and so in essence, this film that is about to release this weekend was set up for back in 2014, 7 years.
Maybe it's was it on the because I don't have Iron Man 3.
It doesn't matter, but go watch it.
Was it on maybe it was in the special features on there.
Yeah, usually that's where the one shots are in the special features. But anyways, regards to Awkwafina culturally appropriating black accent, I don't know. I didn't know there was a black accent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's again, like I said, how do you talk black?
I don't know, James. You're the authority on blackness here, not me. So
I'm the authority on blackness. We got a problem.
Yes. So I want to pivot a little bit more, and I want to bring in a good friend of the show. You know, he's our damn. He recently took a trip to Disneyland. And I kind of want to get some feedback on what that was like. You know, we're going in a little bit, and so I thought bringing him in could be a lot of fun to hear how his trip went, and also maybe we could talk to him a little bit about Genie Plus, see what his thoughts are there. So I'm hoping the dam is out there and is ready to come on in.
D-A-H.
So while he hopefully connects... So as everybody hopefully knows that is listening or watching, we are going to Disneyland in November, the week before Thanksgiving. And we definitely would like to invite you to join us. I will be getting into town Sunday night, the 14th of November. And we will be going to the parks on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all day. And then Thursday, we'll probably do a half day or so. So we've already got our reservations set. We've got Disneyland on Monday and Wednesday and California Adventure on Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah. We'll probably end up depending on jump parks. We just have to start it. We have to start at a specific park.
Yeah. We've got the park hoppers. So, we are ready to, be bouncing back and forth. So if you're at all interested, by all means, hit us up. We'll be happy to give you the information, where we're staying, you know, stuff like that. We're not going to go into too much depth here. So from a restaurant standpoint, James, obviously there's a lot of talk about Blue Bayou out there because it's reopened. I don't even think that's my top restaurant that I want to get to when we're there. Mm-hmm. For you,
that's surprising because that's the one that you always talk about.
Well, so here's the thing. After going to Gallagher's last week, can you believe it was just a week ago, a little over a week ago? Yeah. After going to Gallagher's Steakhouse at the New York in Vegas,
everything just seems meh.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue Bayou is great, or at least the last time I went, it was great. But I think going to Gallagher's kind of made me feel like I'd be happy to go to New York, New York. But I'm sorry, to go to Blue Bayou, but I don't feel like I need to go out of my way to go to Blue Bayou.
You know, what's funny is that actually, you're probably going to ask me, like, what's the place that I like to eat inside the park? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't really eat inside the park. We normally grab stuff from, we normally go outside and go to a restaurant or something outside. I mean, yeah, we'll have like churros and we'll have like, you know, like stuff like that inside the park, but we don't really eat too much inside the park.
So for you, there's nothing in the park aside from just snack type food. There's no restaurant that you're super excited to get into or get back to.
Not really. I mean, cause I mean the last time we went, actually, no, that's a lie. I've eaten in the park. But because we ate at Ariel's Grotto, which was that was a whole incident in itself. But, and it was good, but I don't know if it was worth how much we paid for it. So, I mean, most of the time, like, I end up going to, like, we'll spend a number of hours in the park. And then if we go eat before we leave the park or come back or whatever, we'll go, I've ESPN Zone in downtown Disney. Or like Rainforest Cafe. So we've eaten at those places.
I believe both of those are gone.
Oh, well.
So I know for a fact that the Rainforest Cafe is. It has been transformed. Okay. And I just confirmed ESPN Zone is closed as well.
Okay. Well, those are the places that I used to go. Just to kind of chill.
So both of those are very expensive locations as well. So just out of curiosity, why would you prefer to leave the park to go eat than just spend the money at the park?
It was just like we'd been in the, you know, we were just kind of take a break from the park. That was all. I mean, it wasn't that we, yeah, that's pretty much it. There was that in Disney World? Is there a soap opera bistro? Was there one at California Adventure, or was that only in Disney World?
I believe that's only in Disney World. I don't remember.
I think it's gone now anyways, but I remember I did eat there. That was kind of a fun-ish experience.
So, okay, let's just really quickly, one of the restaurants I wanted to call out, and it seems that our dam is having technical difficulties, not able to connect, so we may not be talking to him today. We may have to hold off on that till next week. You know, I have it open for you. If you can get in, come on in. I don't know why it wouldn't be working. Let me try one other thing. The one restaurant that I have not been to at either of the parks that I'm actually very interested to try, I've heard a lot of great things, and I've heard a lot of great things from our dam, is the Carthay Circle restaurant. It is a high-end, like, fine dining restaurant. It's similar on par to, you know, kind of Blue Bayou in a pricing structure. And I'm looking at the menu right now. And for example, they have warm cheddar Parker House rolls. So we're talking about cheddar biscuits, cheddar rolls, right?
Now we love them Cheddar Bay biscuits.
$10. $10. So from the entrees, which is, of course, what I care about, James, I'll read these off to you. You give me a guess at the price, okay?
All right.
Signature pork chop with blackberry orange vinaigrette.
That sounds like, what, $30?
$48.
Jesus.
Mary's chicken arugula salad, heirloom tomatoes, green goddess dressing. How much?
Probably about the same price, 40 something bucks.
$34 for a salad. Grilled.
Oh, wait, that's just a salad?
Mary's chicken arugula salad. It is a salad with some chicken.
I thought it was like chicken with the salad on the side. My bad. Okay.
Grilled sustainable fish, red flame grapes, fresno chilies, and tomatilla salsa.
Is that market price, or is that or is that like what, 40, 45?
$47.
Yeah.
Fish of the day.
Is that market price? Uh-oh, I think I lost you. You froze up on me, Mark.
And we're back.
That was weird.
That was a new one for us, folks. We just got kicked off. So we're back, and we're going.
Come on back, please.
So I'm not sure. I'm sure you didn't get the last one. So rigatoni pasta fagioli with heirloom zucchini, portobello mushrooms, and sun gold tomato.
What was the price of the what was the price of the fish?
The fish of the day was $47.
Okay. Yeah, that's what. Okay. And so this one is that sounds about like I'll go 38,
very close.
Okay.
The next is, and the last of the entrees, is the grilled New York, which I assume is a steak, cream corn, hush puppies, and raspberry chimichurri.
So that's probably going to be like close to 50.
58.
Jesus.
So looking at this menu and these prices, that $58 is more than what I paid for our steak at Gallagher's.
The black and splay, black screen connection. Oh boy.
I'm highly debating whether or not I want to spend my money at this restaurant, looking at these prices, and again, yeah, comparing, knowing the steak that I just had at Gallagher's, because that's the only thing I'd want to eat off this menu is the steak.
I mean, for me, like that arugula salad, that actually sounds kind of delicious. I like, but I'm not paying that much money for a salad.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's very, very weird.
And it's, I'm just saying, like, fine dining inside of the park is kind of, I mean, I'm not coming in, I'm not going to the park in khakis and a button up. I mean, that's how I feel like I would, I mean, I feel like I would, that's something I would need to wear inside this place. I'm sure it's kind of like whatever, but, you know, fine dining, if you will.
So really quickly, while we're talking about restaurants, I figured I should give you an updated list of the restaurants at Downtown Disney, because it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
So as Stephen already called out, there's the Ballast Point Brewing Company. Sounds like your typical brew pub.
That sounds like it could be pretty good.
Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes.
Okay.
The Cattell Restaurant, which evidently serves American and Mediterranean food. Right. We've got the Earl of Sandwich is still there, which is always good. The La Brea Bakery is still there, which is always very good. Naples Ristorante e Bar. Of course, that's going to be Italian. The Napolini Pizzeria. Ralph Brenner's Jazz Kitchen, one of the best restaurants, I think, in Downtown Disney.
Okay.
Is
that Hard Rock still there? Is that Hard Rock still there?
The Hard Rock is not still there. Hard Rock has been gone for quite a while, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then you've got Tortilla Joe's, which is casual Taco dining spot. Mexican.
Yeah.
So I'm obviously not against eating at Downtown Disney, but I feel like if I'm going to leave the park, walk all the way down to Downtown Disney to go eat, and then turn around to go back into a park.
We used to jump on the monorail.
So the monorail takes you to the far end of downtown Disney. What if the restaurant you're going to, like La Brea Bakery, is right there outside the gate?
Oh, yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like taking the time to get on the monorail, because what if you're in California Adventure, right? The monorail doesn't have a stop there. So I don't know. I feel like there is so much good food in the parks. Don't get me wrong. So as we discussed, the monorail is down, by the way. So,
no. All right.
You know, as we discussed, I'm planning on getting into town on Friday night. I'm sorry, Sunday night. So I might go over to downtown Disney, eat something there just to catch the vibe, you know, to get pumped up for Disney on Monday morning. But I can't see necessarily not eating in the parks, even if it's at a fast serve, like, you know, we're over in California Adventure and we go get a clam chowder bread bowl. You know what I mean?
I've eaten those kind of things too. I mean, what we ate at that one over there in Frontierland. We ate there when we went down with your parents at one time.
Golden Horseshoe?
No, it was like the outdoor one.
Oh, okay. Over where they have the wing chicken and fried chicken and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited to get back down. I'm sad that we weren't able to get Brian on to talk about his trip, because I was really excited to hear what the experience was like.
We'll work on that. Let's plan that for next week, though, for real, so we could already have him set.
Yeah, maybe we'll do him at the top of the show.
Yeah.
So that way we can get him in, get him done, get him on his way.
Go ahead.
I know you. I assume you had something random prepared for us today. Some random knowledge.
Oh. Well, give me a minute, and I can pull that up. I did want to ask you about. We kind of talked about it. What if? How have you been liking What If?
Yeah. So I think I've gotten used to the animation, and I've accepted it for what it is. As I said before when we talked about it, I don't love the animation of the series, but...
I like the animation. I don't mind the animation at all.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think the series is only getting better. The first episode to me was kind of just meh. I didn't feel like it was great. I felt like it was okay. The second episode...
It was a little over the top.
The second episode with, Black Panther and, What if T'Challa was abducted by Yondu's crew? I thought that was a really good episode. It felt strong, you know, seeing Thanos in a different way.
Yeah.
That
sounds like genocide.
Yeah. I very much enjoyed that episode. And then this most recent episode where we have all of the potential Avenger recruits being taken out, to then find out at the end that they were all taken out by Michael Douglas or Hank Pym. And it wasn't Michael Douglas who did the voice acting, but whoever that was.
Oh, sounded just like him.
Yeah, it was very spot on.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought that was him.
No. Well, he wasn't in the credits if it was. So.
No, I think he was.
I'll have to go back and re-look
at it. Yeah, because I paused the credits, and the only one in that episode that was not voiced by their the actor that played them in the MCU was Robert Downey Jr. And then at the end of the episode with Captain Marvel, Brie Larson.
Are you telling me that Betty Ross was actually voiced by Liv Tyler? I don't think so.
Oh, I didn't mean, I don't think so. Sorry.
And Thunderbolt Ross was not actually voiced by the actor from the MCU. That was not, I can't even remember his name now.
Okay, well, the big actors, whatever.
Oh, so now we're getting to the specifics.
Well, no, but like the only ones that did not come back for this series were Robert Downey Jr., Brie Larson, and we kind of talked Tom Holland and Scarlett Johansson are the only ones that aren't voicing their characters. Goosebumps are meant to ward off predators. Why do we get goosebumps? In this physiological reaction, small muscles attached to individual bodies of hair contract, which leads to the hair stand on end. We inherited this ability from our ancestors
You normally can't, so that's normal.
In part as a way for our then coat of body hair to capture air beneath it in a way to retain heat. And then, see, this guy, he is a professor of zoology at a university in Ontario, Canada. Explained in Scientific America, it also caused our ancestors to appear bigger than they were, helping to ward off predators when they were frightened or on the defense. So like when, you know, we get scared, our hair stand on end. With modern humans having less body hair, goosebumps no longer cause us to look much more intimidating. So yeah, that's originally it was because we had more hair and therefore like our hair would stand on end and it would poof us up some, I guess. So interesting.
Wow, that was painful.
Trust me, it was very painful for me too.
Yeah. So really quickly before we sign off for the day, I did want to call out on a selfish note, that there is a theater company up here in Northern Nevada that is doing a show that I have honestly been waiting 20 years to be able to do, 20 plus years to be able to do it.
Fiddler?
No, I've done Fiddler.
Oh, you, it's a show you haven't done? Cause I know.
Yes. I have been waiting 20 plus years to do this show or for the opportunity to do this show. And I feel like I've almost aged out, so I'm going to have to like lose some weight and de-age myself a little. But the show is Rent.
Ooh.
Yes.
They're actually doing the actual version, not some toned-down garbage version of the show.
The impression that I get is that they are doing it the way that it is written. So, yeah, I am very interested not just from an actor standpoint, but from just an observer standpoint, because
that's kind of a risk.
For this community,
it's a very risky. I think it's kind of a risky show.
Yeah, in the Bay Area, whatever.
No problem.
In Vegas, whatever.
No problem.
But up here, I agree. I think the very audience base. Yeah, we'll see how well it goes, but yeah. It is the first time it will be done outside of Reno. There was a production of it done in Reno years ago, and the tour came through Reno as well at one point.
Oh, okay.
But from a community standpoint, this will be the first time outside of Reno it's being done at a community level.
Yeah, Reno's so tame now. Yeah, in consideration, but I mean, even, but. But for the area that Mark's in, it's kind of risky.
Yeah, oh, we'll see.
Hey, final walkthrough today.
Oh, that's right. You and your mom's is in town, yeah?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you guys are gonna go walk the property, and you're gonna open every door. And
I'm taking one of my power strips to make sure all the outlets work, like you said.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. So assuming everything goes well for the walkthrough, when is closing?
I believe we're supposed to be signing paperwork. We're signing all the paperwork today. And then, and so I'm guessing closing will start. I'll have a better answer for you once we're done.
So you're doing a walkthrough today and you're signing paperwork today?
Yeah, just because my mom's in town.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that we were trying to get everything signed so that she, or I mean, they'll get it to her back in Baltimore if need be, but they're trying to get everything done while she's here so we don't have to do that.
So theoretically, this time next week, we could say you're moving in, or what are you thinking?
By this time next week, I could be at least, you know, my stuff moved in and my brother either down or come on his way down.
So. Yeah, so your brother is coming to live with you, so that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. The Lewis boys are back together.
Yep, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We're all excited. So, you know, everybody's excited. We're doing big things right now.
Yeah, we've got a comment from Ty. Check everything, every nail, flush toilets, check stove, everything. I agree, 100%. Turn every burner on. Turn the microwave on. Get it running. It is paramount that you do all of this because, you know, like I said, I don't know what your warranty is, but you know, you don't want to find out a couple days after the walkthrough that, oh, look, this tile's cracked, or you know, there's this little hole in the wall that I didn't notice.
Right. And so, like, yeah, I'll make sure. Yeah, like I heard everything you were saying. So, you know, this is a first for me. So, I mean, really excited, but at the same time, I heard what you said and I'm going to be going through everything to make sure that it's 100.
Yeah, that's good. Like I said, you don't want to wait until next week to find something wrong. Ty is saying, you know, he has a new home. And he had to have them change out light switches. I can tell you myself, I just bought a new home. And, you know, we had our final walkthrough and we got the keys last Friday. And on Saturday, I'm in the house and I went to go wire some lights and they don't work. Okay. You know, I'm going through trying different light bulbs, trying different lighting fixtures to see, is it the fixture? Is it the light? And it turned out that they needed to come in and fix the wiring. So, you know, luckily with Toll Brothers, you have an entire year to pretty much find anything. All warranties are that way.
Yeah. I think we have around the same thing. I'm going to make sure, like when we go through before we sign everything, make sure that after the walkthrough, if anything is wrong, you know, we mark that down. But, in the interim too, like find out, so what is the warrant, you know, like warranty and everything else? Cause when I was talking to Shannon, who's my, who I've been dealing with over at the property, she was saying that, you know, like I wanted to change some of the switches out so I could have USB ports in them. And she was like, you know, you could do it yourself. Yes. But you know, there is somebody that we use. They're not too expensive at all, but it was one of those things where so I don't void the warranty or anything like that.
I mean, you can void the warranty even if you hire someone that isn't them. You know, you could bring in a certified electrician and potentially void the warranty. So
yeah.
I would say save yourself some money if you feel comfortable with doing the wiring. I do, you know, from my theatrical background with lighting, I feel comfortable doing wiring and stuff like that. So I that's what I'm doing at my new house. I'm you know, putting all of that together myself, save some money where you can.
Right.
But you know, if you don't feel comfortable, then don't do it.
Right. That's pretty much, that's the main thing for me is that, I mean, yeah, I've seen it done and I kind of know how to do it, but I only kind of know how to do it. I'm not like super comfortable with doing it. You know?
Yeah. Don't risk it then. Hire somebody, you know, hopefully on the cheap. You know, but make sure that make sure they're bonded, make sure that they're fully licensed.
Yeah. No, I'm not just gonna cut. Hey, Jose, you want to come over here and fix my lighting for me? Yeah, no, I'm not just gonna hire some dude off the street to help me out. But
why you got to use a Mexican name?
It's just the name that popped in my head. Sorry.
Anyway. Uh-huh. Hey, Jose, some guy off the street. Okay, I get.
Fine. Mark, some guy off the street named Mark.
Oh, okay, that's better. Well, I look forward to hearing from you. Please, you know, if you have the time, if you can, do some live broadcasting from the new house today. Show us what it's looking like inside. And, you know, give us an update later today. Let us know how the walkthrough and paper signing went. And, yeah, I think with that, we should call it a day.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we can talk to Brian and get him on here next week. And, yeah. Have a good day, everybody.
It's been real. It's been fun. Has not been real fun.
All right.
Yes, and good luck in the draft tomorrow. Anybody who's in the league tomorrow night, 7:30. Be there, be square. All right.
Let's go.